Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us, retired FBI special agent, Hidden Killers Daily contributor. Talking about Rex Heuermann, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer, the Gilgo Beach murderer, the strange guy down the road that has creepy dolls in his house. I don't know, maybe the neighbors called him that. Remember they wheeled that thing out of there? I'd still want to know what that's going to be, if anything, when it comes to this trial. I got bad feelings about that doll. I really do. Jennifer, with the possibility of more murders across multiple jurisdictions, multiple states, multiple counties, cities, all of that. How difficult is that from an investigative standpoint to kind of get everybody on the same page and sharing information and everybody understanding what's going on over the course of such a long period of time? Because it's not as if, oh yeah, we were investigating this last month and everybody was investigating this last month. We're talking huge span of years, probably a lot of staff turnover as well, as for terms of who was investigating what at what time. Does that present to be a difficult hurdle to get over while trying to put these pieces together? Or with something this big and something kind of this clear that they're looking at already on Long Island, does that encourage jurisdictions and different agencies to kind of come together to put all of this into one big bucket to try and decipher?
I think it's a big hurdle, Tony. It's not when the bureau is in charge of something, only because you have one bureaucracy and one way of doing things that everybody is following. So, you know, when you have cases cross straight lines and you send out leads to your fellow agent, we all know how one another conduct our investigations. We're all taught the same. And then also it's easy for us to fly as the expert, in other words, the case agent that knows the most, and fly over there and assist because the agency is very supportive of all that. But when you have literally dozens potentially of law enforcement agencies that could be involved in this, in other words, you have counties, you have state authorities, you have local authorities, city authorities that are all in, you know, the same state that are all trying to, you know, conduct these investigations, it gets really complicated. And each jurisdiction has their own level of prioritization on a case like this and who they're going to, you know, are they giving it to their cold case squad? Are they going to have a detective that's a go-getter, even though that detective has 10 cases right now he's trying to manage? So
sure,
it's going to be very interesting. It is obviously a big publicized case, and I think that's going to help motivate these jurisdictions to get on the stick and get these cases solved.
Now that he is in custody and the investigation is obviously still ongoing, everybody wants to have that trial, and obviously it will get there at some point. But how far out do you see his trial actually taking to take place, considering all of these different areas they're still looking at? Are we talking maybe multiple trials, or are they going to try and wait till the investigation across all of these states, are eventually wrapped up before they actually take him to a courtroom?
I think what we'll see is what we call a superseding indictment that will happen once they have the evidence put together on Gilgo 4, on the fourth victim. So they'll supersede with another indictment, which starts a whole new clock. Recall they have, where were we at, 12, 13 days of investigation at his house by multiple, you know, dozens of people in and out of there. All that to decipher. We have the, you know, the DNA profile that we're going to have that might link him to other Lisk killings. So I think that as soon as they make a decision on if he is linked to the other Lisk murders, you'll see superseding indictments on those. I think we're looking way out to the origin of your question, a year, 2 years, but they will not wait until South Carolina, Nevada, and or any other states conduct their investigations. As soon as I think Lisk has it you know, the Long Island killings in total are figured out, they'll move forward with a trial date.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.